BBC News, I'm John Shea. China's foreign ministry has condemned a meeting between Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen and the Speaker of the US House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, in California, vowing a resolute response. Beijing said it had seriously broken commitments made by the US to China on the question of Taiwan. Mr. McCarthy told reporters the United States needed to step up its support for the island, which China views as part of its national territory.
We must continue the arms sales to Taiwan and make sure such sales reach Taiwan on a very timely basis. Second, we must strengthen our economic cooperation, particularly with trade and technology. Third, we must continue to promote our shared values on the world stage. We live in a decisive moment in history and must act with urgency.
Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, has been interviewed by federal police about his alleged attempts to bring jewellery worth millions of dollars into the country. Mr. Bolsonaro only returned to Brazil from the US last week. Here's our America's editor, Leonardo Rocha.
The three lots of jewellery, which include diamond necklaces and a Rolex watch, were given as gifts by a Saudi prince. In a three-hour-long interview at the federal police headquarters in Brasilia, Mr. Bolsonaro said that he didn't know about the existence of the items until December, a year after they entered the country. He said he never knowingly broke the law. The former president only returned the items that hadn't been seized by customs last month. He said that he was trying to avoid a diplomatic incident with Saudi Arabia.
Four young children have been killed in an attack on a nursery school in southern Brazil. Four others were injured. They're in a stable condition. Police in the city of Blumenau say a 25-year-old man jumped over the wall into the crash with an axe and attacked the children before turning himself in. Thousands of people have been protesting across Argentina against cuts in spending imposed by the International Monetary Fund under a new debt repayment deal. In the capital, Buenos Aires, traffic was brought to a standstill by more than 100 roadblocks set up by the demonstrators. This man was among the protesters.
There's almost 40% of poor people, millions of homeless. One of every two children is hungry. What they have done with this country is a disaster. People need jobs. They need to live in peace. And they are placing them in a place of despair. This probably will not end well.
A strike by toll booth operators has caused chaos on the main road into Buenos Aires. Critics say the latest IMF deal to lend Argentina $44 billion will set the country up for further economic failure. World News from the BBC. There have been clashes for a second night in a row inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Israeli security forces stormed the compound, which is known to Jews as Temple Mount, and cleared it completely. Thousands of worshippers were inside. An Israeli police spokesperson said the troops prevented some Palestinian youths from barricading themselves inside. The Palestinian Red Crescent says six people were injured. Scientists in London believe they've found a new way to administer a drug to prevent postnatal hemorrhage, which is thought to cost the lives of 70,000 women a year worldwide. Our global health correspondent Naomi Grimley has more details.
Tranexamic acid is used to control bleeding and is given to those at risk of hemorrhages after birth. Usually it has to be administered intravenously in hospital, but after conducting trials in Pakistan and Zambia, researchers found that the life-saving drug worked well if injected into the body via a muscle. More trials are needed, but scientists believe their findings could have a huge impact in rural communities where access to hospitals is limited.
At least five people have been killed by a large tornado in the US state of Missouri. Officials said the deaths occurred in Bollinger County, about 80 kilometres south of St. Louis. The emergency services had to use chainsaws to cut back trees and brush to reach some homes. The Highway Patrol posted an aerial photo of the area, showing uprooted trees and homes reduced to rubble. Research into how ancient ice sheets off Norway melted thousands of years ago suggests that today's glaciers in Antarctica could shrink much faster than previously expected. Experts studying the melting of the northern European ice sheet 20,000 years ago say it retreated at times by more than 600 metres a day. They say extra meltwater could have big implications for global sea levels. BBC News.